I got a friend in Buffalo. Used to write for the Buffalo News. Now writes for the Athletic, named Tim Graham. Had one of the great leads, by the way, in hockey history when the Sabres got eliminated yet again. And his lead was "Gentlemen, Start Your Golf Carts," which is just beautiful. And I copied it and told him I did. He has a podcast, as I said, and had O.J. Simpson on it yesterday. And I didn't hear it. The fact that O.J. is back out in circulation, the fact that he's on Twitter and has 839,000 followers or something like that, makes me just physically ill. It really does. And what drove that, well, I didn't need it to be driven home for me, but I saw again the documentary, five parts, I think it is, and it's brilliant, and it's jarring, and it's sickening, and it's enlightening if you haven't seen it. And at one point, I think it's a medical examiner, although it could be a lawyer, and I can't remember, but the most powerful part of the whole thing for me is just a simple medical breakdown of the way that Nicole Simpson died and Ronald Goldman, just a description of what the injuries were. And obviously it's horrific enough just to be stabbed to death, right? Obviously. But, and I won't even get into it, the actual descriptions of how many wounds and how deep they were. And it's just, you just sit there and you're sickened by it. And I know, especially if you look at Twitter, that we live in an age where everything's a joke and everything's a meme and everything's a gif and everything else. But she was a young woman who was a mom with kids. A real person, even though she was a celebrity. You don't forfeit your status as a human being. And what happened to her and Ronald Goldman, if you just sit there and watch and consider and listen, and I happen to believe that OJ did it, and the fact that people go on Twitter and every time he makes a tweet, people come back with their, you know, what they think are funny comments. And then the idea of him being on a podcast or a show, it all makes me angry and physically ill, Jeff. And yet I think to myself, in this business, what if OJ wanted to come on your show? I would hope my first reaction would be to say, God, no, I don't want that man anywhere near my consciousness, let alone my show. I think, you know what, I hope that would be my answer, but I'm also well aware that the number of listeners to a podcast or a show, people would tune in.
Right.
Right?
It depends on what I could ask him. If we went into it and he said, you cannot ask anything about any of that, then I'd pass.
And I don't know what Tim Graham was able to ask, but from what I gleaned from his tweet about it, it said, hey, we talked about running backs and the Hall of Fame. It didn't seem like all the other stuff was on the table, but I didn't listen to it, so I don't know.
How tough is it for you, someone who grew up watching OJ?
Well, it's weird, and it always was for me. And I think I come at it from a different angle because he was, you know, you think back to your 7-year-old self, he was my hero. I got an OJ Simpson jersey on Christmas, I think 1973, the year he went for 2,000. And 3 yards, and then to see all of what happened, I think it's just, I don't want to say extra jarring, but just different for someone that you considered a hero at one point in as a kid. In your kid life, he was a larger-than-life hero.
Listening to what you said, I have to admit I've become callous to the what actually happened there.
Yeah.
You know, time passes and it's kind of like, oh, OJ. But you're right. Two people are dead.
And dead in such a way that, again, I speak of the coldness of listening to the nature of the injuries. And I don't ever want to look at him ever again, let alone see him on Twitter with his takes on They just had the Democratic debates. It's crazy, and it's surreal, and it's bizarre, and it makes me ill. That's my bottom line take. And I would hope that I wouldn't have him on a show. Would you?
Again, depending on what I could ask him. If I could ask him about what happened.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, because it's not, after that, then it's, there's been other things that have happened in his life. If I could ask that along with other stuff, yeah.
I hear that.
I would want to do that interview. But if I had to avoid all that, no thanks. It's like Pete Rose. There are times Pete Rose is available for interviews, but you can't ask him anything about gambling or, well, why have him on?
Right. Exactly. And no, I agree with that.